If we look at the margin status and the chance of finding residual disease at re-excision first, involved margins, we can see 44% of them had residual disease in their re-excision specimens. And if we looked at the close margins, the numbers are the same, or the proportion are the same. We then looked at margin width rather than margin status, so we tried to divide up the close margins into parameters of 1 millimeter, just over. And again, we can see there is really no difference in the proportion of patients who had residual disease after re-excision in the wider margin compared to those who had involved margins.